When I was asked to talk about what the resurrection means to me, the word that immediately came to my mind was reunion. And so that's what I'd like to talk about. The resurrection means, of course, that Christ has defeated death and sin. The resurrection means we have new life, eternal life with God. But I want to focus on something a little more personal and specific. I lost my dad in my 20s. He was a Lutheran pastor. Wise and patient and loving and fun, smart, easygoing, a great preacher, pretty good fisherman. He was how I knew of Jesus and of God's love. As a father, husband, and uncle, he showed us unconditional love. He brewed beer, and everyone in his congregation had a Walter Brau t-shirt. He rode his bicycle a few times a week with my mom and members of their congregation. They called themselves the St. John's Bikers and had more t-shirts made. After church, my dad would greet everyone at the door, and there was a long line and an interminable wait every Sunday as he hugged everyone and chatted with them. He was in great health, except for a recently diagnosed enlarged heart, and he died very suddenly at the age of 54. I remember the preacher at his memorial service saying that when he fell into the arms of his loving Lord, and I knew that was true. And my grandmother later reminded us of what her father had told her on his deathbed. If you grieve when I die, you'll only be grieving for yourself. I will be celebrating with the Lord. Well, but we did grieve for ourselves. My mother wondered how her husband could be happy in heaven, knowing how sad she was without him here. Some months after my father died, his good friend passed away too after a long illness. And several weeks after that, my mom had a dream. She went into the family room, and there sat my dad and his friend Marlon in recliner chairs. Mom expressed some surprise and asked what they were doing there. And in her dream, Dad said, "We're just going to relax here for a little while until you and Janet get here, and then we'll all go get something to eat." Well, if you'd known my dad, that would have struck you as the most natural thing in the world. A little nap in the Lazy Boy, plan to wait, and then have a meal together. The dream was a big comfort to my mom and to me when she told me about it. And we still joke about how we'll probably have to stand in a long line and wait our turn to give him a hug, but we know we'll see him again. In describing the resurrection and the church triumphant, the Bible doesn't say much about this part, about the reunion of the nuclear family. Jesus promises us eternal life. 1 Thessalonians reminds us that just as Jesus has risen from the dead, so too will we have new life and always be with the Lord. Revelation tells us that God will live among us and we will be his people. Holy Scripture emphasizes the fact that God dwells with us for eternity in the kingdom come, and that's as it should be. The focus should be on God. In paradise, I imagine, having been transformed into the perfect beings who fulfill God's vision for us, we will be so filled with wonder and love that everything we do will be an act of worship. But in the images of the angel throngs and crowds lost in wonder, love, and praise, I don't imagine myself all alone in an anonymous, faceless crowd of strangers. There will be people I don't now yet know or maybe know and don't yet love. But I have faith that among them will be my dad, my loved ones, and you and your loved ones, alive forever in new bodies, perfected in the image of God, made to celebrate our eternal lives in and with God. And I wonder if it'll be a little bit like going to a concert with your friends. You're there to see Yo-Yo Ma or Ed Sheeran or The Who. But it's even more special when you get to share that experience with people you're close to, maybe even the people who introduced you to whoever that is. God's love for us is beyond imagining, and I have faith that we will, in eternity, in our resurrected bodies, have hearts so full of that love that we are able to love people we don't yet know at all. For now, I need to know that I'll be reunited with my dad, and with dear friends and relatives from whom I'm now separated. In the meantime, by the way, if you ever see me choke up in the communion circle, it's because that shared meal unites all believers, past, present, and future. That foretaste of the feast to come when our loved ones get out of their recliners and we all go have something to eat together with our risen Lord.